Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana continues to be a top destination for people looking to relocate. According to a new report from the 2026 Moving Trends from Move Buddha, Montana ranks as the number 7 move to state in the country, seeing a 15% increase in inbound moves compared to last year. Bozeman is also drawing heavy interest, coming in at number 10 on the list of most popular move to cities nationwide, with more than 2 inbound searches for every outbound search. Researchers say the shift highlights a growing desire for smaller cities that balance economic opportunity, recreation, and quality of life over traditional Sunbelt hotspots. Young Montana climate plaintiffs are taking their fight to the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. According to a report from the Montana Free Press, attorneys for Our Children's Trust filed a petition asking for an in-bank rehearing after a 3-judge panel rejected their lawsuit initially. This time of the year, unfortunately, we hear a lot about people being injured or even killed following encounters with wild animals, especially bears and bison. But a new report suggests we're facing a lot of other dangers from many other critters here in the Treasure State, as Tracy Taylor reports.
Montana has the highest population-adjusted rate of fatal animal encounters in the nation, according to a new analysis of CDC mortality data. Researchers found Montana recorded nearly 24 animal-related deaths for every 10 million residents between 1999 and 2024, the highest rate in the country. The state recorded 62 animal-related deaths during that 26-year period. The study includes deaths involving dogs, livestock, insects, spiders, snakes, marine animals, and other wildlife. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
People are raving about the new National Conservation Legacy Center in Missoula, which opened for the first time on Friday, culminating a multi-decade effort to find a permanent home for the National Museum of Forest History. The new state-of-the-art museum opened over the weekend with hundreds of people taking the tour. It's located just west of Missoula. This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi, I'm a